It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 29th, 2018. Today is the birthday of English-born American political activist, philosopher, and revolutionary Thomas Paine, born at Thetford in Norfolk in 1737. One of the founding fathers of the United States, he authored the two most influential pamphlets at the start of the American Revolution and inspired the rebels to declare independence from Britain in 1776. His ideas reflected the Enlightenment era's rhetoric of human rights that transcend national boundaries or loyalties. He has been called a corset maker by trade, a journalist by profession, and a propagandist by inclination. Paine migrated to the British American colonies in 1774 with the help of Benjamin Franklin, arriving just in time to participate in the American Revolution. Virtually every rebel read or listened to a reading of his powerful pamphlet Common Sense, proportionately the all-time best-selling American publication, which crystallized the rebellious demand for independence from Great Britain. His The American Crisis was a pro-revolutionary pamphlet series. Its iconic first number begins, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of his country, but he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly." Its companion piece, Common Sense, was so influential that John Adams said, "Without the pen of the author of Common Sense, the sword of Washington would have been raised in vain." Paine lived in France for most of the 1790s, becoming deeply involved in the French Revolution. He wrote Rights of Man in 1791, in part a defense of the Revolution against its critics. His attacks on Anglo-Irish conservative writer Edmund Burke led to a trial and conviction in absentia in England in 1792 for the crime of seditious libel. The British government of William Pitt, worried by the possibility that the French Revolution might spread to England, had begun suppressing works that espoused radical philosophies. Paine's work, which advocated the right of the people to overthrow their government, was targeted, with a writ for his arrest issued early in 1792. Paine fled to France in September, where rather immediately, and despite not being able to speak French, he was elected to the French National Convention. One prominent French faction regarded him as an ally, while another condemned him as an enemy. In December 1793, he was arrested and taken to Luxembourg Prison in Paris. While there, he continued to work on his major philosophical work, The Age of Reason. Future President James Monroe used his diplomatic connections to get Paine released in November 1794. He became notorious because in The Age of Reason he advocated deism, promoted reason and free thought, and targeted against institutionalized religion in general and Christian doctrine in particular. He also published the pamphlet Agrarian Justice, in which he discussed the origins of property and introduced the concept of a guaranteed minimum income. In 1802, he returned to the United States, where he died on June 8, 1809. Only six people attended his funeral, as he had been ostracized for his scorn of Christianity. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 29th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.